This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. President Trump today paid tribute to the four American service members killed in a suicide bomb attack in Syria this week. He traveled to Dover Air Force Base to wait with families of the fallen for the return of their remains. The trip was not listed on the president's released public schedule. He tweeted his plans this morning. A day after meeting with Turkey's president, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said he hopes President Trump will not order a total pullout of American troops from Syria until the Islamic State is crushed. A close Trump ally, Graham said Saturday in Ankara, the goal of destroying ISIS is not yet accomplished.
In terms of the desire to withdraw, I can understand the desire to withdraw, but withdrawal without a plan is chaos. And I am urging President Trump not to do what President Obama did, which is just to get out and not understand what happens when you get out.
Senator Graham said any withdrawal plan should ensure that the Islamic State group is defeated, that Iran is contained, and that Turkey is protected from Kurdish rebel threats. The YPG Kurdish militia in Syria has been fighting alongside U.S. troops. The Islamic State terror group is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed those four Americans and five coalition soldiers this week. The boast comes as U.S. defense and intelligence officials question whether the terrorist organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper and remain more intact than previously thought. Demonstrations in Greece are awaited tomorrow in a massive rally in Athens to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. There are deep public divisions over Macedonia, changing its name only to the Republic of North Macedonia, in exchange for Greece dropping its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. This is VOA News.